Love, oh love, I gotta tell you how I feel about you. Cause I can't go a minute without your love. Like a satellite, I'm in an orbit all the way around you. And ain't it da 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 da. Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. That sounded more like a question, but it wasn't supposed to be one. Obviously, I welcome you to my podcast and to this lovely new episode. I don't know what's wrong with my voice right now. I had some random voice cracks for some reason, but I hope they're gone now. You can probably tell by the title that this episode is dedicated to love again. I don't know, it's a reoccurring topic in my podcast and a reoccurring topic in my life. And I think that a lot of people have this experience that love is kind of so important to them. And if their private life isn't all sorted out, there is something missing or there is something that isn't 100% right. That's kind of a little bit skewed. So with this lovely new episode, I'm kind of just trying to cater to that. And I know in my last episode I said I might actually talk about Berserk. I'm not ready yet. I'm just not ready. I haven't sorted through all the feelings and all the nuances of that experience. So I have to wait till I'm ready, and then I'll probably even record a video accompanying my episode on this podcast. So stay tuned for that. I'll definitely let you know when it's... Well, how am I supposed to let you know? No, it'll be there when it'll be there. And it'll probably happen next week or like this week when you're listening to this. So I'll definitely make it happen. But yeah, what do I actually want to talk about when it comes to love in this episode? I've talked about so many different aspects of it, and never having had a relationship doesn't make it easier to like grasp what it really is about and what it truly is about and what kind of experiences other people have made in their lives, because I just haven't made them. But that's not really what I want to talk about. I kind of want to talk about dating and how I'm over forcing connections or forcing anything at all. For those of you who haven't really known that, I have been into online dating for 2.5 years, which is a really long time. I know, I mean, COVID happened, and then during the pandemic, I sort of started using dating apps, as did a lot of other people, I think. But I haven't been successful so far. I don't want to say it's sad. It's not sad, it's just what it is. But I think, in my opinion and in my experience, it's so hard to find a partner online because we're all so screwed up and so messed up by hookup culture and casual dating. And I think it's so hard to find someone who is really self-reflected, because as a normal self-reflected person, and I'm realizing that more and more, you probably wouldn't use online dating platforms and apps to find someone like-minded. Yeah, and it took me 2.5 years to realize that I probably won't reach my goal using an online dating app. So I guess I had to learn the hard way, but I gave it a good amount of trial and error. A lot of trial, a lot of error, a lot of error. And what I've learned is how important it is. I think there is even a Bible verse that says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." And I wasn't ready to understand that or to listen to that for such a long time, because I thought, well, I can just be in this and make my experiences and be fine and come out the other end wiser and stronger and better, and hopefully with a good man by my side. And for such a long time, I was really convinced that that would happen. Excuse my voice, I don't know what's wrong. So I was really convinced that would happen, and that could happen. But the reality was actually that the more time passed, the more I got sucked into hookup culture. And hookup culture is basically just a term that's being thrown around a lot, and that signifies that people just want to hook up with each other without any particular obligations or anything that only remotely resembles a relationship. So it's basically fine for people to sleep around, to hook up around, and to date around as much as they want, and having situationships and undefined relationships with people is like really the common theme when it comes to hookup culture. So that was just a very, very short summary of what I have experienced, and it might be different for other people. I might just be wrong, but I think dating apps kind of promote this way of loosely dating other people that is not healthy at all. And I wanted to say I'm not a psychologist, but yes, I am a psychologist, if you didn't know that. I have a bachelor's degree in psychology, and I think that there's somewhat of an effect of getting used to what you're around a lot. If you're continuously around a lot of people who just don't take love and relationships so seriously, you're very likely to adopt their viewpoints to a certain degree and to accept things that you wouldn't have accepted before. I have done a lot of things in this time that I never thought possible for myself. I might have a quite conservative background, but despite that fact, looking back at all of my experiences I've made during that phase of online dating, I think a lot of it wasn't okay, and I got used a lot because I allowed others to use me. I didn't really set boundaries, and I wasn't really able to say stop when I wanted to, and when I felt like it would have been better to just go slow. So it's definitely a learning experience, and also a really tough one, all in all. I did not guard my heart at all. I just went in there completely open-minded and naive to a certain degree, thinking that everyone would treat me so fairly and right as I treat others. And that's definitely not the case, especially with men. I don't want to like say that all men are the same. They are absolutely not. We're all different. We're all different human beings. But the men who use those dating apps, at least the ones I dated, tend to be sort of open to using every opportunity that arises to like get you to do things that they want. And having had all of these experiences, I've just come to terms with the fact that I probably, most definitely, will not find my partner online, and at least not on dating platforms that are free, because I can't really say anything about the experience of using other dating apps and platforms where you actually have to pay a fee, because I think then it changes. That kind of pre-selects all of the people who actually have some genuine intentions, and maybe that would be the right way to go. But I, as I said, don't really have an experience with that, so I can't really say what it's like. And I'm too tired to try, I'm gonna be really honest. So I think I'm gonna leave it at that and just delete my final dating app as well. At some point, I had 3 of them at the same time. Step by step, I deleted them, and now I'm down to the last one, and I think that one has to go as well. Hence this episode title, which sounds kind of sad. It's supposed to be a little sad, and to express that, yes, I've had my heart broken, but not like super severely, but still. And that doesn't have to be a part of the dating experience, because you can just prevent it by knowing your standards sticking to your standards and knowing your own value and acting accordingly. And that means being a lot more selective and just saying stop when you feel like it. And I think that's a perfect way to end this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you liked this, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. That would be amazing. You can also subscribe and recommend this to someone you know. And I will catch you on Thursday. Stay tuned. Bye.